Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
AOZN. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went home. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John, Josh, and
you like me, and when you hear that they might be calling for 50 degrees in the forecast, you're like, I'll believe it when I feel it?
Absolutely not. But I'm not a negative pessimist like you are.
On Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went home.
But isn't that important, right? Because how many times have we been teased? It's going to be 40 degrees, but then the wind is howling at 90 miles an hour, and it feels like it's 12.
Yeah, but every year we have a day, it's actually usually in January, where it sneaks up above 50. So this is actually later than normal. So no, I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it's taking this long. But again, I'm the how are you negative about maybe it being nice?
I'm not being negative. I'm just saying I'll believe it when I feel it.
Okay.
I'm just afraid that it's going to be one of those types of 50s, you know?
Oh, where it's windy?
Yeah.
Thankfully,
that's
knock on wood, we have not had the wind that we did last year. Now, most of that was actually in the spring itself, but man, it
was. Last year's wind was weird.
It sucked.
Yeah, that December derecho.
Nice.
Jinx.
That was crazy, Nick. In December of 2021, when I went to work and it was in the 70s and I left and it was in the 30s.
Dodge was basically a river for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was not fun.
In the river. I don't know why.
No, keep going.
I got nothing for you, friends.
Yeah, it's just tired. Jesse's triggered because he showed me a picture of David Von Erich. I guess he was more ripped.
Oh, wow, look at those muscles.
I'm thinking of another Von Erich then.
Aaron writes
into
the...
Not that it matters. I mean, I'm sure Zac Efron will be great in it.
Aaron writes into the text machine, Efron has been yoked for a while. Maybe it's more because I haven't seen a picture, but he has been on the juice for some time, allegedly. Yeah, he has been ripped.
He's on the juice?
That's apparently, allegedly, according to Aaron's sources.
It's too bad that people get yoked and instantly everyone thinks they're on something.
He looks goofier, though, now. It looks kind of like fake muscles because of the person he's apparently playing.
Well, you're going to see Zac Efron, if you watched Parkland, with him not yoked.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be reviewing that with Kent today in the movie club. Parker Gabriel will join us next hour to discuss Sean Payton in the National Football League again.
Hmm, Parker.
As a coach.
Again. He's
going to
coach.
Broncos.
Again. Rusty says Efron was also in Baywatch and got in great shape for that.
Baywatch?
Did you watch the new
Baywatch?
Yeah,
there was
Baywatch?
A new Baywatch movie. It had The Rock and Zac Efron.
Oh, the movie. I thought you meant the TV show. I was going to say, he's not old enough to be in Baywatch. But I forgot they made a movie
about it.
Yep,
there he is. Look at Ripped Man. Jeez, that dude just is like...
He was pretty good in Neighbors.
You know what? Good on him, and I am not going to shame him.
I like Zac
Efron. Assume that just because he looks like he's buff...
Yeah, Aaron!
That he's taking the juice. He's on the juice. He's on the cream and the clear.
Wow, jeez!
He's been digging around in Mark McGuire's locker.
Is this what Aaron is saying? Aaron.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
That just seems rude.
Carrie Von Erich is what Eric says. This is the Von Erich you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Eric texts about Carrie Von Erich.
Carrie was yoked. The Texas Tornado. Mm. That was his nickname.
Mm. That's a cool nickname.
Mm. Not really.
Wow.
Amazing Danny says, I'm not ripped at all and people think I'm on something. Sad. Well, Danny, do they think you're on the something that Nick wants to be on? I think that's maybe what they mean. You do. You got the long hair. You got the tats going. You're into music.
Oh, I like this. I like this. Josh now stereotyping. Well, he's got long hair, tats, and listens to music. He must be on something.
I mean, I'm just saying. I can see.
What are
people...
you, a suburban dad from the 80s?
I'm just saying. I can see why people would think he'd be on something.
Even I
no
don't
offense,
think.
Dan.
Even I don't think the amazing Daniel's on something.
You have tattoos, you just Josh. Right, are you on something?
No, I'm not. Again, it's the hair. It's the long hair.
Wow.
Oh, the people.
Look,
with the
I
long
want more
hair.
Tattoos too. Maybe people will assume that I'm into things. That's fine. I'll be like, I'm into one thing and one thing specifically.
And what is that?
I don't have a cord. I forgot to go out during the commercial break. I'm going to wait till it's warmer. It's 23 degrees now.
You're going to be in here for a minute.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
Yeah, just a smidge. So that's what's coming up today as far as the guests, brought to you by the roofies at John Higgins Weather Guard. Also, we didn't get to the update on sports gambling.
Oh, yeah. We can bet on the Super Bowl.
Well, we can by using promo code 1620 using the FanDuel Sportsbook.
In Iowa.
Iowa.
The longest divorce proceedings in the history of college athletics apparently is going to go to full term.
Oh, wow.
I know it's mixing metaphors, but...
Yeah. Yeah, that was quite a few metaphors.
It was, but...
What's that called when you mix metaphors?
A mixed metaphor.
A mixed metaphor.
No, I thought there was not like, we'll burn that bridge when we get there. Is that the same thing?
No, that's just the misuse of a metaphor.
Yeah.
Mixed metaphor. See, I said divorce and then I mixed in go to term as in
no,
pregnancy.
I get that.
Pregnancy.
It's a
divorce.
So, Nick,
pregnancy.
People have sex, right?
Oh.
Then they have babies.
Well, not all the time.
Not all
Malafor.
The time.
Malafor.
Malafor?
That's the word I was looking for.
What's a Malafor?
The erroneous mixing of two metaphors.
Oh, so that's a fancy way of saying mixing metaphor. A Malafor. How's
Malafor.
It spelled?
I never heard of that. P-H or F-O?
M-A-L-A-P-H-O-R.
I figured that sounded like a
Ladies
P-H.
And gentlemen, Malafor is our word of the day.
Nice. So what happens with that word?
Well, we're going to... Now, you're going to have to remind me of this, but be listening. We won't do it now.
Later.
But we do have tickets to see...
Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton.
Yep. Chris Stapleton.
He said very confidently.
Win it before you can buy it.
At CHI Health Center coming up in July.
July.
In July. And we have a pair of tickets. So be listening and you will have to regurgitate today's word of the day.
Malafor. That's the last time we're going to say it.
Well, no.
Until the next time.
We'll definitely say it again.
Okay.
We'll definitely say it again. But just remember that word Malafor.
Malafor.
It's very... It's a cool, I kind of like
it. It's a cool word.
Good job, Nick.
It Thank almost you. Sounds like
Morbius.
I don't know. It sounds like a word that's more important, has a more important meaning than just mixed metaphors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, like the, you know, the nuclear fission would have properly engaged, but the Malafor was out of sequence.
Yeah, I can see that.
Something like that.
Thomas writes into the Equitable Bank inbox, which you can write in Josh at 1620thezone.com or John at 1620thezone.com.
You can, because at Equitable, they take banking personally and answer the phone on the first ring.
He says, actually, we've had a 60-degree day in February for the majority of the last 15 years. I know because I usually play disc golf on that day and had a 6 or 7 year streak interrupted by a 60-degree February day where I went to the TD Ameritragedy hockey event. The next year wasn't 60 degrees, but I think every year since has had one. Yeah, you remember that? They did the hockey game, but it was really warm.
It was warm, and the sun was beating down on the rink, and the rink couldn't, part of the rink wouldn't stay frozen.
Mm-hmm. Love Frolf. Mm-hmm. Frolf is fun.
Mm-hmm.
You ever go frolfing?
Frolf. That's right, Frisbee golf.
I'm not a disc golf guy. I played it.
Frolf.
I always find myself miserable, though.
I've done it a few times. I've got a couple friends who are really
Did you know
it.
That they have They have different no offense, discs?
Thomas.
Like, you have different clubs.
Oh, yeah.
They have different discs depending on the shot
Oh, it's
you're
a whole
to...
thing.
Nerds.
Oh, yeah.
Rusty says, Malafor sounds like the name of a drug old guys take to perform.
It kind of does,
Man,
doesn't it?
Man, when the timing is right, Malafor. You need for some Malafor. Honey, I got the Malafor. Oh, thank God. And then they're sitting in an empty bathtub on the cliff.
An empty bathtub
at Pebble Beach. They're just looking over the cliff.
Looking over the cliff.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of grass
there. Look at
all
the grass.
While Justin Spieth is playing a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the Malafor is kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
Also sounds like the name of a monster. Like Malifor? Something from Star Wars.
It could be, or it could be like a monster that Godzilla faced. Godzilla versus the Malifor.
Oh, that was the eighth sequel, I believe.
That'd be awesome if it was Godzilla versus the Malifor, and all it was just this giant blob that just mixes up
metaphors. Wow.
And then it literally just bores Godzilla to death.
SNL. We just gave you another skit.
Another one.
Wow. Lauren Michaels.
Then the whole skit could be full of Malifors.
Oh, see? Look at
us. We're onto something here.
John, have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Nope.
Kyrie Irving wants to be traded. Suitors have emerged. The Lakers, the Suns, and the Mavericks.
Oh,
according
good.
To Shams.
Put Kyrie back together with LeBron. That sounds like it would
work. Good
Lord.
Great. Can you imagine wanting to trade for Kyrie Irving? Look at him. You're like, that's the guy we want on our team.
Yeah.
What a disaster.
They could trade him to the Phoenix Flat Earthers. That's
oh boy.
Who they could trade him to.
Oh, boy. Spot to lie, though.
Yeah, that's true. 402-951-1620 if you want to give us a jingle jangle on the old hotline, or you can use it as a text line. If you want to just send Josh random Malifors today.
Well, Aaron now is following up about drug use in Hollywood, and I mean, this is my really good friend, so I'm just going to make fun of him next time I see him. He's like, well, actually, Christian Bale gained weight one time and lost weight one time.
I don't know if you know this, but a lot of actors have gained and lost weight for roles.
He's
like
basically
Tom
saying
Hanks,
they're all on
Tom
steroids.
Tom Hanks literally took months off.
Castaway.
To play with the volleyball in Castaway.
Yep, he was fatter at the beginning of the movie, and he lost all that weight. Nick, because he was on an island for 4 years.
Is that what it was?
By himself.
It wasn't 4 years, was it?
Was it four years?
Was it four?
That's what it was supposed to be, yeah.
Wow.
For some reason, I thought it was only like two. Not that that's... Being stuck on it.
Remember, he came back and suddenly they were the Tennessee Titans. And he was like, what? There's a football team in Nashville?
And they lost. That was my favorite part of the movie when she was telling
the
story
Oilers.
Of the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. And I perked up and I said, yes. And Mike Jones made the tackle. And the Rams have won the Super Bowl.
That reminds me of one of my favorite Super Bowl commercials of all time.
Which, by the way, I was also triggered at the fact that he didn't say, what? You mean the Rams are in St. Louis?
Ha ha. One of my favorite commercials for the Super Bowl, I think it might be the favorite of mine, is for FedEx, and it's like him taking the box to the woman. Did you see Castaway?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know at the very end of the movie, he takes the box.
Yep.
And he's like, hey, by the way, what's in that? And she's like, oh, not too much, just like a GPS satellite phone and some seeds and basically like all the things that he would have needed and survived with while he was stuck on that island.
Yeah, that's funny.
And he's very sad about it.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right. You can also hit us up, JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at USC1620. Use the hashtag OneBeerFriday if you're already playing with a little something extra today.
Oh, man.
On this Friday.
Jealous.
Yeah, we'll be kicking in a little bit later on here on Sportsmanlike Conduct in 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.